this is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party. Hey everybody, it is November 11th, 2011. Yeah. That's 1-1-1-1-1-1 minus 10 years, but still pretty close. What are we at here? 288. Geek Sixer number 288. How are you doing tonight, Dave?
That's true.
Oh shit, Dave 2 is here too. Hey buddy.
What's up?
You must have just jumped on, huh?
I did. That's the weird split screen thing going.
Ah. What's going on? I always put myself on there so I don't have to see just two people, and I like to look at myself, so you know that's.
That's true.
What's new, man? How you feeling? How you guys feeling tonight? It is Veterans Day, which is the least important day of the week, but still kind of interesting. So.
Isn't Armistice Day?
Something like that, but as we know, yesterday the Marine Corps birthday was a little bit more important than Veterans Day. So
that's where we're going. Okay.
Yeah. It goes Tuesday. No, it goes birthday, Tuesday, Veterans, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then Veterans Day. So, I mean, just being honest. How's your guys' week going, huh?
Not too bad. It's weather's been great. Weather's been great for running and stuff like that.
Yeah. No, it hasn't. It's been fine, but like it rained on me yesterday.
You run outside. I run in like my virtual dome.
your virtual brain running.
Yeah. I run really fast there. Can't be stopped.
He does the mental Olympics.
Yeah. Gold medal. Boom. I just got it.
All right. Well, we got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight, so we'll just get right to it. Hannah Project. How's the Hannah Project doing, Dave, too? What's Hannah been up to this week?
Work. It's been a long week. It's been a long week for work and stuff.
Okay. That doesn't count. I want something personal and in charge. I want, like... I mean, last week you guys said you were boning on the couch or something, or whatever you said you were doing. I don't remember. Which is pretty big for a married couple with kids, I'm telling you.
I know. And a puppy.
Oh, I just...
That goddamn dog, dude. That goddamn dog.
Yeah.
I need a minute. I need a minute. I can't... I'm trying to think of something that happened.
Well, let me ask you something. What meal does Hannah prepare that the family really enjoys, that she does frequently? God damn it, don't make me look bad here, Dave.
I'm the cook.
Okay.
He's the captain.
I'm the captain now.
All right, so you cook more. Okay. I'll get there. Hang on, though. I'll get there. Okay, so what chore does she do more than anybody else that really keeps the family moving?
Moving?
You know, Dave keeps the family going.
Yeah. Cleaning the floor so you slide across all the time.
You're making me look here bad. This is not going well.
She does a lot of the cleaning.
Okay, so since you've been married to her for a while and she does a lot of the cleaning, you know her favorite thing to clean. What's her favorite thing to clean? And by favorite, I mean the thing she bitches about the most.
Oh, the kitchen.
Yeah. Is it dishes or just the whole thing?
The whole thing. Like, if anybody's coming over, it's like, oh, God, I got to spend 3 hours. And that kitchen's not that big, but it takes, you know, everything's piled up, so everything's got to go somewhere. And that somewhere is generally behind me or right here in front of me.
Hey.
Like, I can't work here.
Is her version of cleaning the same? Is it different than your version of cleaning?
You mean pile it somewhere else?
Well,
out of sight, out of mind.
No, I mean, I guess the threshold for cleanliness is different between me and Amy. Like when I live with Derek, I felt comfortable living there, and every time she'd come over, she'd be like, "This place is filthy." I'd be like, "Really? It feels great to be me. This place looks great."
Yep. And I would say some of it is perpetuated by her mom.
Like her mom comes over and like, is like, why is this place filthy?
Yeah.
Oh, her mom would not be welcome in my house. I'd be like, oh, I know. You leave your pre-dirty conditioned shit at the door, lady.
My mom's like, I don't care. It looks good to me. You guys have kids and a dog. Come on.
Interesting. Okay.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, man. Then nothing really happened this week. I was like, there was nothing. Now, she is busy planning for next week, which is a fun-filled week of Evan's birthday is next week. And then, you know, trying to put together a family, get time to come over at the same point when I'm going to be out delivering wreaths and a whole bunch of stuff for Boy Scouts. So, yeah.
Okay.
She's trying to figure that out.
Look at this guy sidestepping the question to say, next week there'll be something to talk about.
Right.
I mean, literally, we had Scouts Tuesday and Wednesday this week. Monday night, we spent cleaning, getting ready for the cat that's coming on Saturday. And then,
cat don't give a fuck.
Well, okay. You're right. It's more like we need to like cat proof some stuff.
Okay, see, that's fine, but the cleaning was like, we gotta clean because the cat's coming over. I'm like, it's a fucking animal.
Jesus.
It fucking walks around in its own shit and buries it. It literally has got shit on its hands.
Off the floor because
that's
don't want it to get ruined.
That's how much Hannah's mother's influence has in the house. You're getting a new cat? You gotta clean this shithole. Jesus Christ.
Pretty much.
All right. What about you, Dave? Anything going on in your guys' world?
Let's see. What did we do? Was that yesterday? Wednesday? I think it was. Yes, it was Wednesday. Griff got his got a COVID shot, and I was like, okay, cool. So we went to the school, and it's funny how it's very different. Like, because kids are kids, and some kids like. Ah! And Griff's is like, what's going on? I'm like, I don't know. Maybe they're scared. Maybe, and he's just like, all right. And then got a shot like a champ, and it was just like, cool, no problem. And then we waited around, and I said, like, well, you can go, where do you want to go? You're going to go anywhere. And he loves Red Lobster so much. So we went to Red Lobster, and he's like, man, I'm real hungry. And I'm like, okay, well, what do you want to eat? I want to get that thing right there. And I'm like, okay. Unlimited shrimp. So I'm like, fuck it, whatever, dude. I don't care. You did whatever. Have unlimited shrimp. Cool. But fuck it. The whole table, unlimited shrimp. Whatever. Just keep bringing us shrimp. And it was great. And he's just all like, love. He's just like, oh, this is the best thing I've ever eaten. Just eating shrimp. And I was like, all right, buddy. Do you, man? You eat your shrimp. You have a great time. Everybody, everyone's having a good time. But all of a sudden, Tiffany, I get a text on my phone. I look at my phone. I'm like, and yeah, what does it say? It literally says, man, Maple Grove is filled with a lot of single old dudes who eat at the bar. I was like, I guess I did not notice. And you kind of like look and you're like, it's just like old dude space, old dude space, old dude space. Who just like, like, I don't know if they're like, I just got to get out the house. I'm going to go to Red Lobster, sit at the bar, eat a meal, have a couple beers, whatever. Or like, maybe their wife passed, whatever. It doesn't matter. But it was just like, wow, that's a lot of fucking old dudes.
That's fucking morbid, man. My mind went to like, oh, I've been married for 30 years. I'm going to go out once a week by myself and eat some shrimp. And you're like, I don't know. Maybe their wife died and like they're sad forever and they got to go eat shrimp to make themselves happy. Hey, and they hate their life.
I said both. I said maybe that this happened or maybe this. And that's like their interaction, for it. But I was like, wow, that's interesting that there's so many old single guys. I didn't notice it because that's nothing I would notice. But she just happened to go like, huh, thought of old single guys. And I was like, I thought that was pretty funny.
Was she like, you know what? You know what old single guys have? They have money.
Try and go get $1 million and then say like, we'll do it this Saturday, and then you go to the next one, say how about, and then schedule it for the next Saturday, and so on and so forth, and then we'll make it happen. We'll be rich.
Nice. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I've always said, you know, like, all right, so you go to Vegas and some dude's like, hey, $1 million to sleep with you. Done. You don't got to finish that sentence. She's fine with it. I'm fine with it. That's $1 million. But
I mean, we had that conversation before we got married, right? We made that deal.
Like, well, our conversation went with like, hey, Chris, we go to Vegas and $1 million is like, to sleep with your husband, $1 million. I'm like, done.
Right. Exactly. That was a conversation that was had. And then also, if for some reason a terrorist ever takes me and then sends you a video that says, we have your husband, do this, don't fucking negotiate. Move on. I'm fucking done. It never works out in your favor, no matter what.
Yeah, if you don't Liam Neeson the shit out of it, it's not going to work. So right. Maybe right. She could hire a Liam Neeson, but other than that, you're fucked. So
yes, but hopefully she'll do we'll do the $1 million thing first, so she has the money to get the Liam Neeson in order to make that happen. Sleep with Liam Neeson to get the $1 million, then go, instead of $1 million, I just need some skills.
Well, he's got skills.
I mean, even if she does do the Liam Neeson thing, you know, 6 months later, it's going to be reversed, and you're right. Going to have to do something. And
right, and I'll fuck Liam Neeson for his skills again. I'm like, yeah. He's like, hello, and I'm like, you don't remember me, but I remember you. And then, yeah, another deal has come up.
Yes, until 3, when he's got to fuck himself to save himself. I don't know how that's going to work.
Hey, whatever needs to be done.
Here's the problem with that line of thought is, that rich guy, in fact, I think SNL did a sketch like this recently. That rich guy at the bar, what if he's in like 800,000, you know, 700,000, like 600,000? At what number what's your threshold for either A, letting yourself bone the dude, or B, letting your wife bone the dude?
You're just like, all right, 6,200, no butt stuff, we're cool.
He's like, 6,200? I don't know, like two months pay? Is that about right?
Something fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. I think there was a recent SNL sketch where the guy at the bar is... You should look it up, but when we're off air, but the guy's like, $1 million to sleep with your wife. And they're like, okay. He's like, $6 to sleep with your wife. He's like, wait, what happened to the $6? And they eventually, it's good. It's recent too. I think it's the last 2 weeks, but anyways. All right, cool. Great. Glad Griff's doing well and he likes shrimp. That's what I got out of this discussion so far.
Yeah.
Leander's been sick all week. And, when he gets sick because of his asthma triggering, it gets pretty bad. You know, like he went to the hospital to do the shit. We got nebulizers at home, but the one thing that I was impressed with was, you guys know Amy, right? She's not the most nimble, athletic person in the world. I mean,
what?
I know.
Don't you dare say a thing like that.
I know, right? Like, are you sure?
Like those French guys who invented parkour say they took it off of the way animals move through nature, but no, they said, this lady, I've seen her move, and the way she moves through the world, it's like pure ballet.
Yes. Well, it's interesting you mentioned parkour because Sunday night, I think, is when he got bad for the first time. And she's like, come with me. And I'm like, okay. And we went in the bedroom and she like fucking hopped up onto the bed, like jumped up onto the dresser and like went up to the upper thing to pull out the nebulizer we haven't used in like a year and a half. And I was like, wait a minute. You can do that? Like, you tell me you can't go for runs, but you can do that? What the fuck's going on here? But anyways, so I was impressed with the fact that when she's like, I need something now, I need to do it, and she did it, because her child was in danger. Well, you know, not in danger, but having issues.
Right.
Right.
So yeah, they spent most of the week at home, which has been rough, you know, especially when they're sick, and it's fucking PTSD and crap like that. So Monday, Tuesday, he was real bad. Wednesday, he was better. And then Adonis was like, can I stay home too? We're like, fuck, sure. So, you know, he got annoyed. He's like, I've been at school every fucking day. And this kid gets to stay home and eat popsicles and watch movies. That's because as soon as he gets home, Adonis, I had 16 popsicles today and I watched Frozen and I watched this. And he's like, what the fuck, man? So today's the first day where they're both back and things are going well. So
I just feel like, to do all this fun stuff, like, you know, when you're a kid in your head you go like, that's what the fuck, that's not fair, like if your brother or sister, whatever, you go like, you don't think about it as a negative thing of you like, I don't feel good. No, you just think about all the fun stuff that you're like, you get to do.
Yeah And then tonight we it's always a fucking mess to rearrange our living room to try to find a place to put the tree every year, because there's not enough room in our fucking living room. So we always gotta, I literally put the couch in every configuration I can think about. And then she's like, let's just start over and go back. I'm like, oh, fuck. And she's like, no, let's do this. And I'm like, so, but we found a spot that works.
I was thinking, you just open the front door to get the mail, correct? Basically?
Yeah, but guests use it a lot, unfortunately.
Who does? That's fucking dumb. Don't go to the front door. Everyone knows that.
I go through the garage, but I expect everyone I know to go through the garage.
Right, because I mean that little nook in that corner there where the front door is, a good tree nook. You like hop right there. It's out of the way. It's fucking good.
That is true, but that's like our main closet for all our winter gear and that. But yeah, it's fine. It worked out well. We'll do fine. So yeah. All right. Well, let's talk Eternals. We watched Eternals, right?
We did.
Well, if you're listening, you haven't seen Eternals. We're probably going to spoil it a bit. Not a lot, but a bit. Maybe a lot. Right. Maybe all of it. We'll probably tell you everything that happens in every beat of the movie. So if you haven't watched it, probably not listen. I don't know. Fast forward to like 80 minutes in or something. You'll figure it out. And Ryan's not here to bring up his janky reasons why he didn't like it. So let's talk about it. What'd you guys think?
Yeah. Too much sex.
God, he's so prudish. It's fucking weird. It's like it'd be like if someone was holding hands and they did, you know, like they hold hands and they might have done like one of these where it's like their fingers rub slightly. And he'd be like, whoa, what the fuck? They didn't need that. My kids might watch that. And I'm like, and I didn't want to read up. I didn't want to go like, well, it's PG-13. So if your kids don't understand and they're under 13, then that's maybe your fault.
Yeah. I mean, I think he was just annoyed that it was there and he thought it didn't add anything, but I don't know. Amy was like, I thought it was great because it showed that they, you know, they actually, they're robots that make love or whatever, you know?
Yes. And robots like, are there. Yes. I didn't want to bring up the whole part of like, you know, they can't procreate. That wasn't really brought up, but then there were some that did manage to procreate, and that gives a whole story. That gives like more story in the future is based completely on that.
Wait, there's some that had children? I didn't. Is that not in this part?
Not in this movie. Not okay. In this movie.
Yeah. Okay. That's where Thanos and Eros come from.
Yes, Thanos and Eros. You know, the guy at the very, very end. That like they are the only two naturally born, you know, Eternals.
Gotcha. Okay.
So,
yeah, it was a long movie. It was real long. Feel super long. It felt kind of long, not super long, just kind of long.
I think it felt long from a standpoint that it wasn't your typical Marvel format.
Right.
You know, like it didn't. It wasn't chopped full of jokes and dad jokes and jokes that only adults are going to get. It wasn't chopped full of all that, right? And there, you know, there wasn't a big culminating, I mean, there was a big culminating fight scene, but it kind of left you like, okay, now what? So it was more of that drama trope, you know, which we haven't gotten quite from Marvel.
I can see that. I never felt like any of the, I don't know. Maybe I didn't feel connected to the characters much, I guess, because like whenever one would die, I kind of was like, all right. I mean, it's or maybe there was just so many that you didn't really care too much about them. Like you normally you watch a Marvel movie, you have the main or the new character or the character that they're playing plus a few sidekicks and maybe a supplemental character. The only one I was concerned about was his valet, because he made the movie for me, right? He was amazing. Yeah,
like him, their relationship of like where you know like this guy is like, haha, when he met me, he thought I was a vampire trying to snake me. I have apologized that for 50 years. And he's like, it's not enough, but you're getting close. Like that relationship was really good. And what I thought it did is it did, or it didn't do the thing that Marvel movies have known, where they introduce one or two characters in a movie, and that movie's about them, and then you build a relationship with them over the course of two hours, 15 minutes. This introduced 9 characters, and then went along their journey, and you piecemeal, everyone probably got 25 minutes of good screen time where you got who they were. But not a full movie worth of their journey. You got their journey as the Eternals, not a journey as this is the Kingo movie, this is the Icarus movie, this is the one. That's where I think it's like they were a group first, an individual second. So I don't think we got enough.
Yeah.
Growth.
Yeah.
As each individual.
That could be. I was also kind of turned off by the fact that. I mean, if you put yourself in their shoes, let's say there's right. how many were there?
9.
Was there really fucking 9? That's so many.
Yep.
Jesus.
I know.
I wonder why. But anyways, there's 9 on this planet. So kind of imagine like 9 of us went to a planet with, I don't know, lesser beings that we kind of see as children, and we live amongst them for thousands of years. And the last like, what? 500 years or so, we were just like, we're not going to see each other much. I'm like, that was kind of weird to me, because I would think that you'd see yourself as, well, there's only 8 other people on this planet that really I can identify with, that I can really talk to and tell them shit. And so I should probably see them once in a while, especially as technology comes along. Like I could video call motherfuckers and shit.
Yes.
So that kind, and the only reason why that kind of annoyed me is because of the book I wrote. And I was like, I went through that. I went through the 2000 years of people knowing each other and friendships and hating each other and like loving each other again and seeing like what that would feel like and trying to internalize what that would feel like and being like, I don't know that I could just all of a sudden be like, no, we're done forever. We're done for 500 years. You know, that felt weird. Even if I was mad at somebody, I'd be like, nah, we're...
Right.
I would see you as kind of like a brother that went wayward. You know, I don't know. Maybe I'm having a hard time describing it, right. But it just felt...
Yeah.
That annoyed me. But I still enjoyed the movie. So.
Yeah. Like, I enjoyed the movie, but yes, there's a couple things where it's like, I don't know, Angelina Jolie is Angelina Jolie. I don't see her as anyone else but Angelina Jolie. Selma Hayek is Selma Hayek. The others, I didn't have a problem with. I thought they were because I think they were lesser known people. Like I could see them as their characters more than this. But those two in particular, I saw them and I was just like, they're just their characters. They're just what they are.
Do you think that's them being more prolific or them being unique? Because like I remember was it Dogma when Selma Hayek was there. Was that when the movie she was in? And I thought of her as that character rather than of Selma Hayek. Right. But in this movie, she's a Selma Hayek. So maybe it's just that in the last 20 years she's gotten to be very unique or something, or more prolific. I don't know.
Right. And I don't think they're bad like actors or at all. Like I think they can, in different roles, they can be like more, like if they're more dramatic or stuff, they could change themselves to be more into their character. I just didn't think this was necessarily the right movie for them to be that character. Not that, you know, that they were bad, but I just think that they stood out too much.
I could see that. Yeah, no, it was good. But hey, so they did reference 2 DC characters, right? Spider-Man and Batman in this movie, didn't they?
Superman.
I'm sorry, Superman and Batman.
Yeah.
Or do they just reference Superman? I don't remember. They talked about bats.
Superman for sure.
And I thought they talked about Batman before too, but maybe it was just Superman. But
let's see.
That is definitely the first time it's happened in a Marvel movie, right? That they reference a DC character. and right. especially one of the like big five or whatever. So that's kind of cool. But my question to you is, does that mean in your mind that, let's just say it's just Superman that to talk about, that Superman exists in the world, or Superman is a comic book character in comic books in the world?
Yes. Superman is a comic book in comic in the world. I would say that Marvel, in the Marvel sense, does not exist in the universe. DC does.
Sure. So you need comics in your universe. So.
Yeah. It's kind of that way where it's like, it kind of sucks. There are very few movies, like zombie movies, that like they don't have zombie movies don't have zombie movies. So they're like, what is this?
Yeah.
But, you know, like in the movies when you're like, Zombieland, and they go like, they see, like, oh shit, that's a zombie. We know exactly what to do. We got to shoot him in the head. We got to do this, this, and this. They know what happened because they know what a zombie movie is. But in this, they have, you know.
Yeah. So the Batman reference is when they show up in the movie set and they meet the valet for the first time, and they're like, oh, you're sure you're his Alfred to you're Alfred to his Batman.
I think that was it. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what it is.
Okay. Okay. I thought it was interesting. It was came out of the blue. I was like, oh shit. What are we doing here? I like it. I like it. What's next?
And because I've been thinking about this. I know they need movies and stuff like that, but and TV. I don't know. It would have been cool to see this as a show where it was like, cool, we see them together at the beginning, like when they're first coming, you know, see the kind of the what's happening, and then whatever they break apart, and then you have boom, Bastos episode, Kingu episode, like where it's like, oh, it's him, you know, the British Empire's in India and stuff, and the movie, the Bollywood industry is just starting, and he's like, haha, I'm like my great great grandfather, and that's starting, and like, you know, you could have it like them interacting through human history. And then, you know, it all, you know, the storylines of each individual episode, which centers on an individual Eternal, come together at the end, and then we have a better understanding of each individual character, and then we have, you know, the big finale episode where the fights happen, all that stuff. And it'd be, I think you get, it. This would be better as long form. So like 6 hours, 8 hours of storytelling, just because the narrative of the story is fucking 7,000 years. It's long form. So trying to condense 7,000 years into even 2.5 hours, which is long, didn't feel long enough. Well, it felt like there was definitely theme. Like, there's like, there's more scene to that. I feel we need to know more about that, but we don't get to see it. I feel that there's more that we should have seen that would have fleshed everyone out, but we didn't see it because they're subject to not being a 4 hour, 5 hour movie.
Yeah, it was 7,000 years and 9 characters. So,
yes.
Yeah, this definitely would be good as a comic. Wait, it was a comic because can you just get the individual fights and stuff, but then you can have your team ups and your three people going out doing shit throughout the ages and stuff, and you get to learn more about their motivations, what they want, what they're doing. Yeah, because the one scene of, I'm going to control everybody's mind and you guys are mean, and then 500 years later, he's like, I'm still controlling a few people's mind and you guys are mean. It just didn't, I wasn't on board super with it, so.
Well, and then it was kind of like he had a throwaway line for why it was only for, you know, it was only that small little commune and not the whole world. So. I was like, okay, come on. I would like to see that struggle where, because you were so dead set on it.
Oh, something, yeah.
You know, what struggle got you to this point where now it's just a small commune?
Yeah. And I think the last reason why it didn't hit me hard enough is because we had talked about this storyline. I've read this storyline before, right? We've read the Emergent storyline. And so it wasn't like, what? Oh, shit. You know, it was like, oh, yeah, they're doing this. Cool.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of took a little bit of the wind out of its sails for me.
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I would, yes, because I know they all went their separate ways and stuff like that, but man, it would just have been cool to, like, to see, well, we know Fastos was involved in the Manhattan Project enough. Did he help push Who did he help push? Did he help push, like, the Allies? And, like, did he help with Captain America at all? That seems like something that would kind of be up his alley, you know? It'd be cool to see them dip their, what they did, you know, to dip their toe in any of humanity. Or did they just back completely off after, you know, 1521? We know that Fastos was involved because, you know, the whole scene in Hiroshima and stuff like that. So what else were they doing? Were they around? It would be cool, like, to, you know, like, I'm trying to think, like, when you see, like, old-time mystery movies or, like, The Usual Suspects, where all of a sudden the guy's figuring things out and he's, like, starts looking at things, clues around, and then the guy, all of a sudden we see pictures of, like, boom, here's the Manhattan Project, and you see Fastos standing there. It's like, here's this. You know, here's this. They're always in the background of major events throughout history and stuff like that. That would have been cool to see, like, something like that to show that they were involved with the things we love about the Marvel Universe, the heroes and stuff like that, and all that. They were there. They were always there. They were starting to push stuff there in different positions and stuff. I think that would have been pretty cool.
I think, to your point, Dave, if they didn't need to really launch some sort of cosmic interaction for Phase 4.
Right.
That this would have fit their TV narrative so much better.
Yeah, I think you know,
much like WandaVision, much like, Captain America, this would fit in just like they are doing for Hawkeye. Hawkeye's going to be limited, whatever, but this would have been a... And, you know, to that point, I guess you could have used it as a TV series to launch Phase 4.
Yeah.
You know, if you would have taken a pause on stuff, you probably could have used this.
Yeah, I think there's still... I mean, as much as the Marvel TV shows are great and I really enjoy them, I think some people are still very hesitant. They're like, we got all these big movie actors. We can't put them in a TV show, that kind of thing. Even if it would have been better for the storyline and such. And this is the first Marvel movie I can think of that it didn't have or bring in at least one prior hero for a cameo or something on scene or in the background or something. Like, they referenced a few. Yeah, Doctor Strange, are you a wizard? But nobody ever came up, and it kind of made it...
Who's going to lead the Avengers and all that? Both Iron Man and Captain America are gone.
And so that made me kind of feel a little bit more, I don't know why, but a little bit more separated from the rest of the universe. Mm-hmm. Like, it would have been cool. You don't need to, you know me, I love my continuity. Give me something a little bit in there. So, yeah. I enjoyed it, though. I had a good time.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Like, I had a good time, but that really cemented it. Because it's like, because there was always a part of me, there's been a part of me that's kind of like, there's just something, a little, like, a little seasoning, the salt and pepper that you, the add at the end of something, you know, something at the end of this that ties it all together. And there needed to be some other hero that brought it, you know, like even at the end, fucking boom, blah, a giant fucking celestial that is now fucking marble in the fucking ocean. They could have cut to, like, that shit, it happened fast. But guess what? You know who flies fast? Fucking Falcon flies fast. A million guys have the ability to fly around the planet so fast and shit can happen. It's like, make it so... news, there's heroes watching the news or saying, like, holy shit, there's a new fucking there's something new that we need to look into, you know?
Yeah, I don't know why, but for some reason I just got the feeling of I know you don't have him in the universe yet, but I was like, show the Baxter Bill and show Reed Richards watching, and he's, you right, know, I mean, yeah. Fuck, something
especially since it was on TV,
right? Yes.
They're back at Ajax Ranch in South Dakota.
Yeah.
And it's on TV talking about it. You could have used that scene somewhere with the Avengers or, like you said, Chris, introducing
just
Fantastic
something.
Four.
Just something.
Yeah, okay, you don't have them cast yet. Big deal. You have someone sitting in a chair with a blue uniform.
Yeah, or watching from behind. Exactly. That's all you got to do. And just show the exterior of the building so people understand kind of what's going on. Yeah. I don't know. It really felt like they're like, we're going to make this movie, and it's going to be in the universe, but it's going to be our own thing, and we don't need anybody else to deal with it. And that's fine. Yeah. I just, you know, I like, like you said, I like the seasoning on it. So.
Right.
All right, that's enough Eternals. Jesus Christ, you guys. All you want to do is talk Eternals all the time and all the sex that's in it. You love the sex. I've been watching a bunch. What have you guys been watching? Anything new?
I watched Arcane. Oh, man, I binged Arcane, man.
I binged it too.
First three episodes?
Three. So did I. Yes. And that, it was at night. My intention was to watch one. And I was up till 2 in the morning finishing them. And I think the other ones, did they drop tonight? The next three?
Yeah. Today or tomorrow. We were like, Griffin was brushing his teeth, and I was looking at TV, and I was like, fuck, there's so much shit I gotta watch tomorrow. I was just like, there's so much stuff. There's like 8 or 9 hours of things that like appear tomorrow, and I'm like, that's a lot of fucking stuff. Yeah. That's so much stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, Arcane, if you're not aware, is the League of Legends kind of computer animated story that they're just came out on Netflix. Netflix, right? Yeah.
Yep.
And if you don't know what League of Legends is, though, well, just type in. It was funny. We had my sisters, and she said something. We said something about LOL. Oh, my younger niece was talking about a LOL doll. You know, those, I think they exist in the world, right? That's one. That's a toy that exists in the world. I know you guys have boys, right. But trust me, LOL dolls are things that exist in the world.
Okay.
And she said, and I said, LOL doesn't mean that to me. It means League of Legends. She's like, no, it means laughing out loud. I'm like, just type LOL in a browser. So I did it, and it came up League of Legends, and Amy's like, well, that's because it's your browser. I was like, all right, Jenny, type in LOL into a browser and see what happens. LOL, first thing, pow, League of Legends. I was like, that's what I'm talking about.
Right.
They know what's going on. So it's a big thing.
Saturday.
I thought it was Thursday. I could have swore it was today.
Saturday the 13th. And then Saturday the 12th.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, because they have to do the fucking watch show, the watch things with the pros.
That's right.
You
watch them with the pros.
Yeah. Yeah, so I watched a little bit of afterwards with Skara. Skara was invited to it. He's like, they just said all of a sudden you got to go. And I was like, okay. So I ran to like a tailor. I was like, man, you got anything for me? And he gave me this like, this red tux, and it was great. And Scar's not the most, you know, in shape guy, so it was kind of fun that he got to do like a red carpet premiere thing, and so it was cool.
Nice.
What'd you guys think of it? Yeah,
I liked it a lot. Like,
yeah,
I know it was definitely like definitely dark, definitely like, you know, ended with like, you know, it's going to end with the dark second chapter, you know, so it's like the middle has got to be the dark where they like, you know, thing people hate each other and stuff like that in order to come back to the good qualities. But I thought the main storyline with, you know, with Zaun, you know, being fucking second class citizens to fucking Piltover and like, you know, it's basically across the bridge. It's like Newark versus New York saying like, we're fucking badass over here. You're a bunch of shitheads. Don't even come over here. You know, I thought that storyline was cool. I like how they ended the first episode in a very specific way. And then they started the second episode with like just like the opposite shot, the outside shot of the door of which they were doing the first episode on when they lock the door and you're like, who's outside that door? It's like, well, they're breaking into this place. And you're like, oh shit, that's my man, Jace. My man, he doesn't have his hammer yet.
And young Caitlin
and like little Echo and stuff like that. I mean, all like, I liked the characters. I liked the father figure of Vander. I thought he was cool. Cause he was like trying to make tough choices. I thought that was really cool. I just really, really liked the characters that were like, none of them were black and white characters. Not even my boy Heimer, 307 years old, looking svelte and stuff like that.
As someone who didn't play a lot of League, you know, I didn't get into it as much as you guys did. It was fun just to enjoy the story. Like, I don't know much about this. I don't know much about that. I don't know much about the characters. I haven't really watched the vignettes or anything behind, especially when they were, you know, releasing characters. They made those awesome vignettes and stuff like that. Haven't seen any of those. But this story grabbed me.
Like, it was great, like you said, Dave, watching the first episode from one point of view, the second one from the other point of view, and then them meshing in the third. And it, you know, that was really cool. It was really fun. It was really exciting. It was a story that I could see myself invested in. And that's not knowing a lot about the game. So, you know, sometimes when they do stuff like this, you got to have a more investment in the background to understand what's going on, and you didn't need to with this.
Yeah, definitely not. They did a really good job with the emotional ties to the characters. I mean, yeah. What was her name? What did they call her? Dust? Was that or something?
Powder.
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 That was close. Powder. I kind of wish I didn't know who that was, because watching it, you know what's going to happen. You know there's going to be that rift that forms that's so strong, and you're just waiting for it to happen. So that's the part that made me sad. So I wish I didn't know more about it. Then it would be more of a thing that hits when you're like, oh, jinx, oh, shit, you know? Because while I'm looking forward to the next three, I'm also not looking forward to the next three because I don't want to see what happens.
Well, and it was kind of a slow build, too. Like, it could have happened at multiple points through the three episodes in which that separation could have happened.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, there was the whole Vi talking to one of the boys, and oh yeah, everything goes bad when she's gone. She's a jinx. Blah 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 blah.
Right, but she was saying facetiously to him, right, saying like, "What about all the shit?" Yes, it could.
But Powder doesn't realize
it,
right? She goes running off. So,
See, but then it's easy to get a redemption. Like, that's, you can convince Jinx that the shit is okay, but I don't think you can get a redemption just because I don't think she can would be in a state to forgive herself. Like, even if Vi is like, shit happens, you know, you're still my sister after like so many years, I don't think she'd ever be sane enough again to be like, all those people died because of me, and you know.
Yeah, especially now that she is going to be in just the emotional state she's in, and Silco is going to use that to his advantage, to manipulate the situation to basically, I am going to make a weapon out of you. And, you know,
that's what he does. He makes weapons out of people. So.
People. Yes. He literally. So, is Vander going to become who I think he's going to become?
I don't know.
Warwick.
Could be. They're all.
I mean, they literally called him the Hound of the Underworld.
Yes, they did.
And I was like, the Hound? Come on, turn him into a fucking giant werewolf. Oh.
Yeah, and they all use that chemic stuff or whatever, so I can see that. Yeah, I don't know. I'm looking forward to it. It was fun. It's definitely a good watch. It's, like I said, it's darker than I expected. Do you think it's for a 9-year-old with your parents? Or just by themselves?
They might have questions about certain stuff like that, but I don't see it being... Like, I see it, the situations are dark, and there is definitely murders. People do get fucking murdered. Like, you know, especially by whatever, the dude that's all, like, hepped on has done this fucking juice. He's like, drink this juice, blah, and like...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see anything beyond just some violent type stuff going on that try to explain, but...
Oh, I know. I mean, it's, like I said, it's pretty... I don't know. I don't know at what age, like, this stuff becomes... I mean, luckily there's no sex scenes, so, you know, Ryan's okay with anybody watching it, but I don't know at what age you're okay with your kids being emotionally, not scarred, but emotionally printed on, like, shit happens and you're like, oh fuck. Like, I don't think I want my kids to watch the first episode of the shield. I want them seeing that betrayal is an okay thing for a hero to have, an epic betrayal. This is gonna be a question that's different for everybody. I was just curious.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, and then I kind of wonder, I'm like, some of that stuff I go like, there's no real ratings on books. Like, you know, like books, there's a lot of dark books I've read and stuff like that, but if you go into, you know, go into the bookstore, You know, you can just buy a book. You can buy any book. You can buy fucking, you'd be like, oh, fucking Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, right?
Yeah, cool. But you can't read that when you're like 8. You don't know how to read that well.
Well, but what I'm saying is like you're 9, 10, 11, right? If you were to make that thing verbatim, like into a movie, that'd be a rated R movie. It would just be because of situations that happen in the book, right? But they're going to keep, you know, you don't have to be 17 to go buy that book. So I was like, it's an interesting thing. Is it's like because we see it, but then sometimes, and I know for a fact, stuff that I read or it's in my head or I picture is bad. It's like there's messed up stuff that I think about and stuff like that. They're like, oh, that's fucked up. But it's interesting, you know, like yeah. What, why does the visual medium like imprint on the human brain worse or, you know, stuff like that. It's like,
I wonder if there's studies.
I don't know.
I wonder if there's studies yeah. that were done that would say like reading something does not impact a person as much as a visual impact or something. And that would be a weird right, study yeah. to do, but I don't
yeah,
know.
It would be, yeah. it'd be an interesting, it'd be, yeah, it is. Yeah. I don't know. It's just like, cause like, kind of like, I don't know. I'm emotionally messed up and I know that for 100%. Like my, like, but certain sounds and stuff, like hearing music of certain things will draw out a stronger emotional reaction from me than seeing something that, you know, is supposed to draw out an emotional reaction from me doesn't draw out the same. It's like, but then I might hear something like, you know, when you hear, like, you used to hear the fanfare from Star Wars, brum, dun-dun, and you'd hear that and it would be like, it would well me up with all this feeling of nostalgia and all this stuff and it would draw out an emotional reaction. Starting of Star Wars movies now because of Disney bottom doesn't, it's the same start. The music's just, it doesn't draw out the same thing because it doesn't say 20th Century Fox, boom, boom, boom. Doesn't, it doesn't draw out the same emotional reaction. So,
yeah. 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 You're right. I don't know. It's fun. It's fun, but it's also hard. It's the reason
yes.
I haven't watched a few shows that I kind of wanted to. Like, I haven't watched Sweet Tooth yet because I know it's going to hit that same vein of sad and good and sad.
right.
So, yeah. But I'm looking forward to watching the rest. So, yeah. All right. So you guys watch anything else?
What else? There was...
Great British Baking Show's back weekly.
All right.
Yep. This Caramel Week. That was really fun.
Ooh, Caramel Week. What did I... Tiffany was going to sleep, and I was just like, I'm going to start watching something. I was like, I'm going to watch something. She's like, I'll be fine. And she just rolled over, so I was like, oh, okay, I'll turn the volume down. I started watching fucking Johnny Mnemonic. I was like, holy shit. You know what year that takes place in?
Yeah.
2021.
Yeah. Oh, is it 2021? I thought it was 2020 something. Okay, interesting.
No, 2021. I was like, the fuck?
That's okay. Cool.
I was just like, there's weird things like cell phones are fucking big and chunky, and you're just like, oh. You know, some things they get right and some things they get wrong, and you're like, eh, whatever. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
But I watched that. Me and Tiffany watched the first episode of Dexter, the new season of Dexter, which is, you know, like, which was good.
What'd you think?
I would say that it's a solid B. It wasn't great. It wasn't great. You know, like, the first episode of Dexter, like, the original series, you watched it and you were like, wow, that was fucking cool. Because you didn't know what it was going to be.
Okay.
This, you know what it's going to be, and you're kind of waiting for the inevitable thing to happen. It's like, oh, he doesn't want to be a serial killer anymore. He's hiding out. He's doing this stuff. And you're like, and you're kind of going like, come on. There's like, you're surrounded by a bunch of assholes. You know, you kind of want to get rid of one of them because they're kind of an asshole. And you're kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop. And it's setting up some cool things that I think will be very interesting story-wise. So I'm very interested in it. Like, I like it because it's like it's a sequel that comes out 10 years after later, where it's like, you know, they better have come in where with the, you know, a good beginning, middle, and end. You know, the story's going to say this because they don't know if they're going to have another season. So, you know, that's when those first seasons are always super good because they end at a place you're like, all right, you knew where you wanted to end, so you made sure that the writing was good, the story made sense, everything was shot well. And it's one of those later seasons where you're like, oh, man, they just want to keep making money and keep printing that stuff because it's popular, as opposed to saying, it's fucking Battlestar Galactica, this 4 seasons. you give us 4 seasons, we're going to tell a complete coherent story that has all the parts, and it's going to work.
Okay. So, yeah, I can see that. Especially things that have been gone for a while are really good at that.
Yes. Yeah. So. Okay. Yeah, so that's pretty much, other than that, you know, just watching in and out of various things that, you know, shows that I've been trying to catch up on. I wanted to watch some Narcos, like Mexico, because there's more new episodes are on, stuff like that. But nothing where I'm like, I'm super glad I watched this. It just kind of shows I'm just filling time with. But now I'm not going to have time to fill it, because I have 9 hours of television to watch this weekend.
9 hours? What's the 9 hours?
Well, I got to watch Red Notice, so I got to watch the Rock movie.
That's right, that comes out.
That's 2 hours and change. I got to watch 3 episodes of Arcane, which is 45 minutes to 50 minutes each. So that's another 2.5 hours. I have to watch, there's going to be another hour-long episode of Dexter on Sunday. And then there was a couple other things.
Shang-Chi.
I have to watch it with me, because Griff wants to watch Shang-Chi, so we're going to get some Chinese food. We're going to watch some get some Chinese food and watch that. And then I didn't watch Jungle Cruise when it was in the theater, so that's another 2 hours.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot.
You know, Jungle Cruise and stuff like that, there's a couple things in there that I'm like, I can watch with Griff and be like, all right, we'll watch Jungle Cruise. 2 hours, boom. It'll be good.
Yeah, definitely. I forgot about Red Nose. It's on my list here, but I just forgot it came out soon.
Yeah. I've got, I'm 2 hours behind on Doom Patrol. I get caught up on that. A couple episodes behind on Tacoma FD. So I gotta watch that. What else do I have? Well, Shang-Chi. I'll watch that.
When's that? What day is that?
Tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Okay. Good to know.
I've been up to date on Doctor Who. I saw the first 2 episodes this year.
I gotta go back and watch them still. They're on my list.
Yeah.
I'm waiting. I have decided I am going to wait, and then I'm going to take my own time, because it's going to be a few more weeks, so I might be around Christmas time, because I took the whole last week of the year off, and I said, if I have to wait, I will watch them all together.
I mean, it's not a bad idea, considering it is one linear story, right? Across six episodes, or whatever, 6 series, whatever you want to call it, and then it's done. And then they're going to have 3 specials to help with the transition. I could, you know, after watching the first 2 episodes, I could see the benefit behind that, Dave.
Okay.
Just to let you know.
So. And it also helps that I've decided that I have so much fucking shows to watch that I'm like, it's also me basically going like, no, I'll watch you later. I'll watch you later.
Like, you could do the Dave 2 thing and say, well, I'm working, I've got, you know, one screen playing.
You'll be like, oh, dude, I got a dog, I can't watch that. And then you'll be like, I have a cat. Hannah's got to clean the whole house, I can't watch that.
I look back at my email and I'm writing down, you know, and I'm typing in lines that I'm hearing from this.
Yeah, you got to start being more efficient with your viewing. So maybe, like, serializing things makes it more efficient rather than changing gears all the time. I don't know.
I try to binge, you know, if there are shows that I can binge, like Arcane, I'll watch as much as I can.
Yeah.
Where, you know, Doom Patrol, Tacoma, they've been weekly shows. The Dan Brown series on Peacock, you know, I've been trying to keep up on that one too. I tried to do it with La Brea, but I haven't gone back to it after the first episode. So.
All right.
You like it. The tar pits don't hold a special place for you.
It's just too much other stuff that's better.
Yeah. Yep. You gotta prioritize. What do you guys think about the whole slow binge? So here's 3 episodes. Now wait 2 weeks. Here's 3 episodes. Now wait 2 weeks. Here's 3 episodes. And they kind of did it with the Master or the He-Man, where they're like, here's 5 episodes.
Yep.
Now wait 4 months. And here's 5 more episodes.
I definitely like that they're trying to figure something out, and there might be a sweet spot to it where it's like, but then they'll have to cool like structure arcs of shows where they go like where they won't have to go like every episode has to end in a cliffhanger to bring you back next week. You can have mini arcs where it's like if you're gonna release 2, you can say like a longer story that takes place over the 2 episodes because we know you're gonna watch both of them, and then you go like okay, that's more like a movie, so we're gonna watch, you know, it reminds me of Sherlock, how it was like, they're like, ooh, Sherlock, we're going to release 3 movies and we're going to call it a season. And you're like, okay, three movies. That's kind of weird. But then it's basically like six episodes because they're, you know, each one's a movie.
Yeah.
I kind of like it because I do like watching longer form things, but it also gives us a chance to watch it
and talk about it, digest it.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I like that too because honestly, I've watched a season like I've watched like eight episodes of a show in a season, got through it, and not really remembered what happened in the middle.
Yes.
So yeah. I kind of like it. And if they're smart, yeah, they can stop it at natural act points or whatever. So the next three episodes of the Arcane show are going to be, they're going to be older probably. So there's your first act, your second act, and your third act, and it works really well.
Like, see, and I wonder, you know how like they, whatever it was a few years ago when they were like Steam brought on, they're like, no, well, we brought on an economist. So they could kind of like see how the economy of Steam works. I kind of wonder if like does Netflix or these streaming things, do they bring on like psychologists to go like, oh, here's the natural ways of people watch things. You know, like, so naturally people like to break things down into smaller chunks, but not necessarily super small chunks like half hours or 45 minutes. That's why some shows are more close to an actual hour and stuff like that. That's just the way the human brain works and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's cool. I really like that. They're at least trying different things. Like when they'd be like, oh, here's the 2-episode premiere and then we release it weekly and you're like, oh, that works. Yeah. Now they're kind of break. Yeah. So,
and we know, I mean, we knew kind of, but Kevin Smith kind of spoiled the fact that Netflix knows exactly when people watch, how much they watch of each episode, how much engagement they have based on when release schedules are and how much of when they start, when they stop, etc. So yeah, you could very easily find trends in that and say, let's go that way and see if that like gets us more audiences. And especially if it's something new in a marketplace that's getting satirized by all these other streaming services. It's I might as well try something, right? Set yourself apart. Other than your programming, because the other system, the other ones are getting good programming. I mean, thanks to Dave, we and Amy started Ted Lasso, which, I mean, everyone said how good it is, but it's a fucking amazingly fun show to watch.
Right?
It just makes me happy every time I watch it.
It does, and that is a show that benefits from now that like you can watch them all, I think, because I didn't watch it right away. I watched it till at least I could watch the full first season, and I was like, cool. I mean, there was two seasons at the time, but I'm like, it's cool to see character growth, even characters you don't like right away. You're like, I don't like that guy, and then all of a sudden you're like, you know what, I kind of like that guy because you see his point of view and how he is, and you just see different things, and like the characters feel fully fleshed out and fun and interesting.
Yeah, and
indifferent. That's the big thing. Yeah,
and we probably only watch 4 to 5 episodes a week, which isn't a whole lot. You know, it's basically one a night, but not even. So we're getting kind of a slow watch, but at least it's there when we want it, kind of a thing, which is nice. And then I started Mythic Quest as well. I got a couple episodes in on that. It's a completely different vibe, but it's fun. You know, I don't love it, but cool. I don't hate it. It's good. So we'll see how it goes.
I just like that you're like, that's some Ubisoft graphics right there. You look at those and you're like, yeah.
Yeah, and then I've... go ahead.
And I would say, it's clear in season 2. It's like, okay, that's, you know, Horizons, and that's, you know, you're like, yep, that's certain, you know, certain characters. You're calling out the games. You're like, oh, that's that game.
Yeah.
So,
dude, it's so dumb. It's so like... a shovel, and the programmer's like, oh man, you can interact with the world and change it. And he's like, nah, you can draw a dick with it.
Yeah, TTP, like, time to penis. I like that.
Time to penis, yeah.
I shared that with Amy.
I don't know how to do any of this stuff. I have a vision and you make it happen.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. It's like,
it just reminds
me when I tell Ryan to do it. I'm like, Ryan, just do this thing I have an idea for. Just make it happen. But it's no. I don't care. Just make it happen.
I'm gonna go noodle on this.
Yeah, I got a noodle on this real
quick. Yeah, it's fun. I like watching. I laughed out loud a few times. So, and I tried to suggest. I was like, Amy, if you ever want to watch something with Abed in it, he does pretty good, but you might not like it as much because it seems more like Silicon Valley than
Yes.
Than, yeah. I don't know, Friends. It's more Silicon Valley than Friends. I guess that's a good way of putting it. Yeah.
But all right. Yeah, like the assistant. She's fucking just brutal. I love her.
Oh my god, she made me laugh so much with her. Okay, I guess I'll just go read my own meme.
Yep.
Kill yourself. Are from your friends? No. What are you doing?
You were the bully. No.
No.
He bullied me.
Yeah. Nah. So that's been fun. Yeah, and I binged the first 6 episodes of Best Shape of My Life, which is a Will Smith show about him losing 20 pounds in 20 weeks while writing his memoirs, or the memoir of his life or whatever, and trying to make a show about that, which doesn't sound good. It's fucking pretty good. And there's a little bit that's kind of like, this is overproduced. Like, he's acting here instead of being himself,
right.
But it's still pretty good. And it's fun because he starts out like 25 pounds overweight and showing that he's 25 pounds overweight. And, you know, it helps motivate me too. But a really cool scene it is, he climbs with his trainer that building in Dubai. It's like the largest building in the world.
Oh.
It's like 160 floors or some shit. And then they get the safety people to go up into the spire as well. And there's a couple shots with him up in the spire where he's just sticking his head out and like sitting on top of the, it's kind of neat. So there's a couple shots. I bet you that's a still shot someone took too. Cause that part's interesting. Yeah.
Nice.
And you get to get jiggy with it. You get to hear about his life and how his dad beat him and shit like that. So, so yeah, I like that. I like when dads beat each other. That's not what I was getting at, but you know, It's a weird YouTube show though. It's like I found it on YouTube, I think.
Huh.
Yeah. Interesting. And it's not even like YouTube Premiere, I don't think. It's just YouTube. But whatever.
Huh. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yep. Hey, do you guys remember a while back when we did the Lego contest?
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you the results?
No. You said you were gonna wait and let us know.
I think I forgot. Yeah, I probably forgot all about the ones you guys picked and shit. It has been a long time.
Probably. You said you wrote it down.
Probably, yeah.
I did, but I'm sure I deleted that by now. But, shit. I got one right. It was the office one. The bigger office one.
Okay.
Because remember, there was 2 office ones. One was bigger and looked better. I was like, they're going to pick that because the Friends one is ridiculous right now. And the other one nobody got. It was the Jazz Quartet, which is just a yeah, I know. Remember, not everybody is a cool Lego fan. Some people are dumb Lego fans, and they like Jazz Quartets. So that was the other one they picked, just as a complete circle for that conversation. Yeah.
Yeah, so it was just the 2, right?
Yeah, they just picked the 2. And they do that like every 6 months. They take whatever ones have 10,000 supporters or something like that, or 50,000 supporters, then they vote on them. So, yeah. Because the Home Alone one just got released, which is the biggest one that they've ever made, and it's like $370. Like, I'm not going to spend... I like it. It's neat. It's cool. It's just a Home Alone house. It's got shit going on, but for $370, I can do more.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, Amy's like, ooh, I'd like that one. I was like, yeah, I'm not spending $370 on the Home Alone set, sorry.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you really want a Lego set, I posted the link. Time for the massive AT-AT.
Yeah.
The old 40 figures coming in at a cool $800.
Yeah, one of the Lego channels I subscribe to. That's right, I subscribe to Lego channels. They sent her a free one so she could build it. Well, once you start, you know, getting shit, people watching your channel, they'll send you shit for advertising. And she was putting it together, starting to put it together on as a live feed. It looked cool. I'm not going to spend $800 on it, but it looked cool. I read an article that's like 20 reasons why you could justify getting this. Like, all right, guys, I'm not gonna spend $800 on this. It's neat looking, but I'm not 22 years old and single anymore.
Right.
Of course, I didn't have that kind of disposable income at 22 anyway, so let's who are you fucking around with it?
Yeah, that's the one thing where it's like you were at that spot where you did have the disposable income and you were a certain age for such a small period of time, and then you're like, fuck, dude, my time is now full of stuff.
Yeah, and you didn't make enough.
I have to watch 9 hours of television. I got time to build Legos.
Yes, you have to build the Lego while you watch the 9 hours of television.
Oh, shit, but, you know. Yeah, some shows, okay. A lot of, some of the shows.
I know. Sometimes not.
Attention. Yes. Yeah. I'm just all like, fuck, I just want to pay attention, yeah.
And it's weird how, like, we talked about in the past, but how your kids are so different. Because Adonis is super coordinated. Super coordinated, plays video games really well for being four. At least I think he does.
Right.
Leander doesn't know which way is up on a joystick. Building Lego, Leander is 10 years ahead of Adonis. He's just, everything seems to fit naturally where I'm like, we just, because a lot of times it'll be like, build two of these in the instructions. So I'll take one, he'll take one. He knows where, how to snap them together, how to build it, where to put it on. And Adonis is a complete opposite. He doesn't know which way connects to which way. And I'm like, dude, there's only one stud. Put the end on the stud. And but it's so weird that he excels at one section and sucks so much at the other. And it's complete opposite for the other one. It's very strange. But it's cool to see him having... I think that's kind of going to be like the more analytic mind and kind of creative mind, maybe. Maybe that's what's going on. I don't know.
Yeah.
They're only half mine, so.
Right. I always do that. I was like, it's your poor genetics that did this.
God damn it, Amy. That's your half right there. My half is fucking playing Kirby's Odyssey right now and kicking ass.
Like, look at this. His Lego skills. He didn't get those from me.
it's not like it's just poor. It's just like it's. It's obtusely poor. I'm like, dude, there's one thing that goes in one way. Just do it.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I'm four, Dad. Stop making me feel that way. I guess you're right.
But yes, Lego, like, their manuals are really good.
They're so good. Like, IKEA could take some notes. Better. Yeah. Man.
They're so good.
They're so good.
Where it's just like, their symbols make sense, where it's like, okay, look in that left corner. Those are the pieces you're going to need for this whole page. And you're like, and we're always like, okay, gather those pieces. Cool. Now we don't worry about anything else. Yep. Now, what do we got to do? This, flip, this. Cool, you're done. Now make that one more time. And you're like, okay, no problem.
Yeah, they're, you can't screw them up unless you don't read the instructions. So the few times where I kind of started to screw it up is because I didn't look at what pieces I need. But if you know what pieces you need, then you know what... My one issue is sometimes the colors are not clear, especially with a glare on the page. So you'd be like, is that light green or is that light beige? I can't exactly tell. And you can usually decipher it, but, you know, sometimes I fuck it up. So.
Or it's the dark gray or black.
Yes. Yeah. They call it blue-gray or white or red-gray. But it makes me kind of want to... do an advanced Technic build just to see if it's easier or harder, but I don't want to buy those sets. They're expensive. I don't want to buy a $400 Bugatti, for Christ's sake. That's half of an add-on right there. I can buy the front half of an add-on.
Yes, absolutely.
Did you guys see, and this is for Dave 3, who probably doesn't listen anymore. I haven't talked to him in like fucking over a year. But
he's at Ryan's house playing Pandemic.
I know. That's why he never has time for me. They might relaunch MoviePass next year.
Oh my god. Oh, god.
Yeah.
How?
I don't know. I don't know. One of the original founders or something bought like the rights or something with the intention of relaunching it next year in some way, shape, or form. My only thing I could think about is maybe the movie theater industry is doing so poor that she can get like premier rates or something, right? Because it's bouncing back a little, but it's still pretty bad compared to where it was when MoviePass to me. But anyway, that's I saw that in the news and I was like, interesting.
Oh man.
I guess more power. Yeah.
Well, we'll see. What if it's like, hey, pay $5 and for 30 days you can see whatever movie you want? I'd be like, cool, I'm in. Except for new releases. Fuck you. It's the only movies I see.
No new releases. You can't watch anything on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. You're like, okay, cool. Or Tuesday afternoons, you can see it between noon and 3 on Mondays or Wednesdays. You're like, fuck,
it,
okay.
It reminds me of the deals for today. I got in touch with Tiffany because I was like, yeah. Hey, rumor has it that veterans get a 30% discount at Kohl's today. Is that true? She's like, yes, that is true. Except for national brands, which is basically anything you want. So no Lego, yep. No toys. No, I'm like, God damn it. They can't fucking screw me.
Oh, what is she? I have to bring something to your house on Tuesday.
Yeah, it's one for Leander. We've been looking for it. Amy uttered the phrase, Tiffany save Christmas. Because this is...
That's right.
There's something Leander really wants, and it's sold out. And she's jingle all the weight it back into our lives. And if you haven't...
Saturday night at the movie theater, they were conspiring.
Yes. If you don't understand... Right there, if you don't understand that reference to Jingle All the Way, go watch Jingle All the Way immediately.
We were just talking about this, and I'm like, you fucking found Turbo Man. Nice
yes.
work.
Yes. And, you know, Leander, he basically circled everything on every page, but that's the one thing we've been practicing that he's going to ask Santa for, so we'll see.
Ask Santa for. See, so by default, I am Santa in this.
No, I'm Tiffany. Like, oh, Tiffany no. is, I'm sorry.
She's a woman. So oh, she does not get credit.
She has to be Mrs. Claus by definition.
By definition, she is my property according to some sort of ancient rights and
it's
rules.
True. According to like, I don't know, Prima Nocta in 1066? Who knows? Yeah. I don't know.
Boom.
You know.
I got it. So I was like, I don't even know what this is, but just remind me to bring it.
there's a new mechanism on Twitch. It's kind of cool that I just saw. Basically, while you're watching a stream, a commercial will come on, like a 30-second commercial, just one. Now, a lot of times people like they put banks of like 9 commercials on in a row just to get them over with, and it's fucking annoying. I'd rather just like ignore a commercial for 30 seconds. But and then after the commercial, a little poll will pop up and say, hey, what was behind the hole in the wall, or what was underneath this? And then there's four, you know, multiple choice. You guess, and the more people that guess right, gives more of a tip to the streamer, which is kind of interesting. So if enough people say, oh, it was a gun, and that's what it was, then the tip goes up, so they get more money. So it's kind of like looking for not interaction, but to pay attention to a commercial rather than just ignore it. Now, I don't really care about that because, like, I don't want to watch commercials, but it seemed like a pretty interesting move on the form of advertisers being like, here's a way we can get engagement with our commercials because everybody's going to be watching, not knowing what the question is, rather than just muting them for 4 minutes while they go through.
So is this where we pause for 30 seconds?
Yes, tonight's episode brought to you by... Oh, shit. What were we brought to
Roll
you by?
Roll that tape.
I forgot we're always... What are we always brought to you by? God
Taco
damn.
Bell.
Oh, it is Taco Bell. Or yes. When Taco Bell still isn't giving us anything, so fuck you, Taco Bell. But next time you're at Taco Bell, mention the GND podcast and see what they say.
Tell them you're going to get 5% off.
I said I'd get a free taco if I mention this podcast.
They're like, I don't know.
Just give him a taco. He looks stupid.
But only on Wednesday mornings at 2:03 a.m.
Have you guys had the Crunchwrap Supreme breakfast thing at Taco Bell?
Yeah, it's fucking money. No,
is it good? It's good. Four other people told me it was good. Independently, in life, four other people have told me, you should have this. It's fucking good. And I'm not usually up early enough to get breakfast, but it makes me want to get up early enough to get breakfast.
Right. But, I mean, it has some hash browns in it, eggs, cheese, and then sausage, bacon, or steak. It's basically that. It's good.
And it's that same shell.
Same shell, folded up. Yeah.
Okay.
I love Crunchwrap Supreme right now.
Me too.
Whoa, Dave! Why don't you hop in the car and go get one?
I had some nachos.
Conferences night. Yeah, it was conferences night, so we ate at Applebee's afterwards.
You can't find the Applebee's. No, can't.
We're fancy like Applebee's.
I think I get like a free meal at Applebee's today, but I never went. This is the least amount of free shit I've ever gotten on a Veterans Day, by the way, because I kind of opted out. I was like, I'm just going to sit at home and do dumb work and sit here and be annoyed. So I don't know why, I just was.
Yeah, you're like, more work.
I think I know what it was. Amy was home today because it's a holiday, and I kept waiting for Marine Corps sex, and it never came. And I was like, what the fuck, it was my birthday yesterday? Like, where's my sex?
Yeah, so you stayed home on a holiday for me that was designed for me, and you didn't give me what I wanted?
I mean,
like,
that's a raw deal.
I know. Yeah, I wish it was a raw deal, but it didn't happen. Because it happens every year. What do you want for Christmas? You don't really care what I actually want for Christmas. You just want. Because I got to tell you, I'm more into experiences now these days than things.
I want to go do something. What do you want to go do? Oh, you know.
Yeah.
I want to go on a trip. Where do you want to go to a trip to? Oh, you know.
Yeah.
Pleasure Town?
Yes.
It's the most perfect.
It's all Funky Town.
It's the most perfect rainbow ever. Do me on it. Like, I'd love to. I don't got anything. Oh, I got one more thing. Did you guys see that stupid thing that happened near your house, Dave, and the Hy-Vee and the chase on the highway with the truck and the car, or no?
I didn't see it.
Good. Great. So I could just describe it, and then I can do a fucking Chappelle on you. So some guy steals a truck. He drives to the Hy-Vee, kind of by your house, you know, by 250, by, what's that, 610? What is that?
610, right? Yep, 610. Yeah.
And he's, like, in the parking lot, and the cops roll up, and they're like, hey, that's the stolen truck. He takes off, goes down in a ditch, attaches his truck to the fucking chain-link fence, 200-foot-long chain-link fence, dragging behind him as he gets onto the highway, scrapes down 610 with a 200-foot-long chain-link fence behind him. The cops do not pursue because they think it's too fucking dangerous because it's like 200 fucking foot long chain link fence behind him. He somehow gets away. They have no idea where a guy in a truck with a 200 foot long fence is. And he's still missing. But here's the rub. When he got onto 610, he hit another fucking car and killed a guy. He fucking ran. He hit a guy, an old guy, and made the guy plow into a fence and he died. So while it's would be hilarious and fun, turned into something stupid and tragic. How the fuck do you not find this guy? What, did he just lose the fence?
See, I don't know, man. Yeah, that stuff, like a few weeks ago, we went to a fire station in Blaine there because they were going to have like the helicopter, the rescue helicopter coming and stuff like that. And they basically let all the kids know. They're like, okay, just so you know, the helicopter's going to land. You're going to give them a couple minutes to shut down everything and then we can go look at it. But if they get a call, they got to be up and running in like 90 seconds and gone. And everyone's like, okay, kids are all like, you know, some kids, you know, and all of a sudden, did 5 minutes of them up going like, oh, cool, look at the helicopter. They're like, burp, 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 burp. Hey, guys, okay, everyone leave, blah, blah, blah. And they were up in the air in like 90 seconds. And I'm like, you can't call someone who has a helicopter ready, you know, a police helicopter, a fucking rescue, some other helicopter, a news fucking helicopter. Those things fly. They're flying like a couple hundred miles an hour. You know, they're flying fast. And you say, hey, man, there's a guy called pulling the thing. And you go like, just follow him.
Yeah.
Just follow him around. He can go on the road. If he goes down into a ditch, you can kind of follow him in the ditch and stuff like that.
Yeah, and maybe they were like, it's not worth it for a stolen vehicle. But once you come into, like...
Yes, once you hit somebody, now it's a murder thing.
And, you know, it wasn't intentional. I'm sure the guy didn't try to fucking attach the length of fence to us. But, yeah, I was reading that article, and I was like, this is a fucking sitcom. And then I saw the guy die. I was like, ah, god damn it. That's a bad sitcom now.
Right.
But, yeah, that happened in our neck of the woods just down the road. Next to, not next to, but very close to the first ever robot Taco Bell to be constructed in Minnesota.
It's fucking great.
Every day it's I see buildings going, I don't know which one it is exactly, but I see those buildings getting bigger, and I look which one's going to be Robot Taco Bell.
Because whenever we drive through and there's buildings, so we always play a game. It's like, what do you think that building is going to be? And most of the time, it's just going to be like, one's going to be a little office building with a fucking chiropractor or doctor or whatever. And you're like, and then we always just like, what would we like? We play, what do you think it's going to be? And then we go, what would we like it to be? And it was all like, oh, you know what would be cool? If it was like, you know, this, it was like, you know, like it was a restaurant that you could go in there and it would be like eight different kinds of restaurants so that you could get different kinds of foods from different kind of places. So you'd be like, I want McDonald's fries. Cool. And I want this, or I want this.
So there's a food court. You want a food court without the hot mall.
Yes, we want the food court. We just want the food court. Because we were trying to think, I don't even know how we got to this conversation. Like, there was some restaurant, Tiffany was talking about, it was like, it's called like Lat something. It's supposedly it's based off the latitude.
Latitude 44 or something like that. Yeah,
something like that. And I was like, I wonder what latitude would produce the most diversified, you know, among different kinds of foods. Like, you know, was there one that hits Mexico and, you know, and Africa and India and Asia and this? It was like, what would give us like the, what latitude would produce like the most foods that I would like? And I'm like, it probably, because I mean, I don't care about America. America is just a fuck, it is all other people food. And Europe's good. But I'm like, I want some Asian food, some North African food, because it'd be like kind of European still. But then Mexican food and stuff. I wonder what latitude would produce the best food overall. So
I wonder how much of climate is driven by latitude.
Yeah, see?
Like, is it enough where it wouldn't be much of a versatile? But there's got to be different. Like, factors, I would assume. Yeah,
right.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, because like middle of California has it much different than the middle of like Kansas or wherever the fucking latitude is the same.
Yeah.
And the same thing as on like the East Coast, wherever the hell that is. I don't know. Yeah, it'd be interesting. I just like food.
Yeah, so do I. And I like different food. I'm like, I just want to try different things and, you know, be like, oh, cool, that's interesting.
Where do you get your Chinese food from? Do you have a go-to place?
China Hope. It's right on the other side of 252. There's a McDonald's over there and like a Mexican restaurant. It's like in a little strip mall.
Yeah, I think I've had it, but I'm not positive.
Yeah. Yeah, it's super good, really reasonable. You know, you go there, you spend like $25, and you got dinner for that night, probably a snack later on, and then you got a whole another meal the next night. So it's pretty reasonable. So.
All right, I'll take a look. We're always looking for – I've never found like the perfect Chinese food place where like me and the wife can get takeout and we both like it equally, and like, you know, because she's like, I want small onions, and I'm like, I want this, and you know.
Jesus.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. Otherwise, we just order from anywhere. You want to find the best one that suits your taste.
We go to Lotus.
Ooh, so see, that's fancy as fancy right there. Lotus.
Well, I mean, it's two blocks from the house.
Yes.
And,
yeah,
you know, and it's pretty good. I mean, there's also maybe it's called Twin Dragon still. It's the one next to Down in the Valley.
That's racist.
Here in Maple Grove.
Racist.
Okay, well, I will try those ones and see what I think. All right. Yeah. Okay, you guys got anything else to talk about, or are we wrapping up?
No, I liked your story. I thought your story was good, man. I thought your arcane tank. I kept trying to find a picture of an arcane tank.
I haven't read it yet. I haven't read it yet.
Like, I was like, arcane tank. Months. And then what it would do is it'd basically be pictures of a fucking tank. And I'm like, I don't want a tank. I don't want no 40 Warhammer 40K shit. Come on.
Yeah.
Arcane tank. And then I was like, wizard tank. And I was like, still a fucking tank.
The flying tank. That doesn't help. Like,
I literally thought about responding, hey, Adam, don't worry, you got a couple months. And they're like, no, that's just going to make it like 4 months later. So yeah. I'll just let it go.
Right.
Yeah. Like I said, I had like two or three that I really liked that I wanted to try, but I wanted something that was going to fit a little better. When he said Warlock, I was like, well, there ain't going to be anybody standing in front. We should probably find somebody to stand in front. So that won't be it. Yeah, we'll see. What'll happen. Whatever. It's amazing.
Yeah, Ryan, the cleric. the cleric will stand in front.
He's gonna end up being a wizard.
Yeah, he's cleric 1, wizard 19 is not cleric. I'm sorry.
He's like, well, I'm a light cleric. I get to use fireball anyway.
Right, that's all I care about. Fireball.
Yeah.
I know Mickey will be some sort of hybrid something.
Yeah.
He just wants to be an old man.
He's a flavor guy. He wants the flavor, and that's awesome.
He wants to throw Xena chakras at dead people.
Yeah. And it's like, I'm like the crunchy about it. He's like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing, man. And the crunchy part. And I'm like, okay.
Do you have a background? I don't know. I just told you my background. But did you get any skills or anything from it? What? Like, I love you, man. I love you.
Background. Yeah. I really don't. Actually, I don't know how to build a character. I just write a story, and then I go, my guy shoots bow. Cool. How do you do it? Rolls my ring finger dice.
But it's a big six foot bow that has to turn sideways in order to shoot.
Yeah. The only bad thing about Arcane Tank is, like, until you're level 6, you're weak as fuck.
Yep.
You're like, I can't do much. Like, I start with 2 weapons, one of which I can really use, the other one I can't really use. Like, all right. Well, no spells.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I don't think I really start doing the thing I want to do in my head until, like, level 4. I'm like, fuck, and that's okay.
Yeah, and then when you get level 6, that's 3-3. So you don't hit level 4 for either of them for another 2 levels. Yep. I'm like, God damn it. This is, what the fuck, man? We got a new system. We need a system I can abuse. This is dumb. All right. Well, let's get the fuck out of here, huh? Anybody got any parting shots?
That's a good shot. No, I'm just going to say, if Adam does not have a patron named Adam Warlock, I don't know what we're
going to do. That just kind of...
I know. And I didn't want to bring it up, because I didn't want to be like, Adam Warlock. And that's pretty... He's like, no, Seth Windmeal is his name. Seth Windmeal.
Sometimes I love that guy.
Once I find out what his patron is, I'll have some fun.
I think it's Gene, like a gin.
He did talk about that.
Yeah,
that.
I think he really wanted that.
I thought I think it's Gene Grey. I don't know how, but that's his say to
Yeah, he wanted to be a gin.
You're right. He wants to be a blue gin.
Yeah.
How many figures does this thing come with? Well, is it just like 8? Sorry, I'm looking at the ad picture you posted. That's pretty weak, actually.
7, 8, 9 characters.
That's weak.
Hold up the 40.
Like, the Harry Potter sets come with, like, 10. you get a billion Harry Potter sets. Oh, and we got one Harry Potter set the other day because it was 50% off, and it comes with, like, 8 characters, and I let the boys put the characters together, and nobody from that show exists. They're just all over the place.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. He put like a block on one guy's head. He's like, look, blockhead. I'm like, all right, that's cool. Good job.
He's blockhead. Yeah.
All right, guys, let's get out of here. GeeksNextDoorFTW@gmail.com is where we're at. Oh, we did get we always get these at the end. I never remember them. Maybe... We got another comment on our telekinesis fucking thing. That one's popping off. It's got like 18 comments now. So any of those people that are listening to this, go to Taco Bell, mention this, and you get a free taco. That's what Dave told me.
You have to pay for it, and then...
Just tell them GND sent you. Trust me, GND sent us. Can I get my free taco? See what happens. And then write us and let us know what happened. Because we also want free tacos.
Tacos, right, yeah.
Fuck. All right, I'm not going to look for it. I don't know. It's there, but I'm not going to look for it. Anyways, where was I at? Oh, yeah, geeksnextdoorftw@gmail.com. That's where we're at if you need to get in touch with us. Until then, we'll be back next week. We'll see if Ryan shows up. We'll see if Mickey shows up. We'll see if Adam shows up. I'm going to guess Ryan's the only option that might, but hey, tune in to find out, right? All right, we're out of here. Bye.
Yeah, bye.